This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA State of Pennsylvania to certify the vote from the November 3rd election. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals to review a decision by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. The Trump campaign said it was focusing its appeal on the narrow question of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit. Wauwatosa police have arrested a 15-year-old Milwaukee boy who they believed opened fire at a Mayfair mall Friday afternoon, sending eight people to the hospital. Police Chief Barry Weber said the suspect was arrested Saturday night and that the shooting was the result of an altercation between two groups of people. Police had said Friday that witnesses described the shooter as a white man in his 20s or 30s, but Weber described the suspect as a 15-year-old Hispanic boy. His firearm was recovered during the arrest. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As politicians around the country impose freedom restrictions, including curfews and school closings, some Americans are pushing back. With what's going on in Kentucky, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with a religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kentucky has 4.5 million residents. A man from the United States who helped drive the global phenomenon known as the Ice Bucket Challenge to tackle ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease has died at the age of 37. Patrick Quinn from New York was diagnosed with ALS in 2013. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Voter intimidation, threats of violence against GOP poll officials in Wayne County. So why did Michigan officials meet with President Trump last week? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process, and no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
Monday Night Football will have the L.A. Rams going to Tampa Bay and play the Buccaneers. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Thanksgiving week to you. Good to have you with us. How you doing? Happy Monday. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, people often ask me, I said, Bill, what about all these past interviews? How can we access? I go, absolutely free. You don't have to subscribe. There's no money exchange. It's our gift to you because that's what it is. I mean, this show, we're about givers, and we have great guests, as you know. I mean, the experts that we bring on the show, you know, for you to advance the conversation so that, you know, and you may find, and it's okay, and I think it's wonderful when we have guests that offer a differing point of view. I think this is important, and especially when it comes to a conservative view, because that seems to be the view that's canceled and that we hear less of. Mainstream media is going to give you very liberal perspective. That's what they have focused on, and they've had a tremendous amount of influence. But there's still room here in America and needed room for conservatism, as you can tell. I mean, look at the last election. You know, over 70 million people voted for a conservative view. Now, there still remains a question about the, you know, close to 80 million people that voted for Joe Biden. And what did that mean? Especially when you consider that based on that number, you would have thought that there would have been an absolute blue wave, right? I mean, that would have made sense, that there should have been a blue wave, that Nancy Pelosi would have been solid with the gavel. But, you know, now at this point, I mean, it looks like, well, the Republicans have been able to garner at least 12 House seats, and there's another four in contention, and the Republicans are leading those four. And even if you stop at 12, I mean, the difference between Republicans and Democrats in the House is such that, you know, there could be some bipartisan activity here because Nancy Pelosi or whoever is leading the House may not have the power that they had previously, especially in light of what's going on with their left wing. But that's a complicated story and probably a little more nuanced than you really care to hear about. But the fact of the matter is that we're still committed to bringing, and we'll always be committed for as long as the show can be on the air, because there have been threats. I mean, you know, they really don't want us pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. That's problematic for, you know, the movements and the powers to be that are trying to corral and control our government and we, the people. I mean, this is why all this COVID stuff, the way it's been going on, the way it's being reported, I mean, you think about it. I mean, we can't go to grandma's house this Thanksgiving. Everybody is fearful. I mean, this is the thing that's been most concerning just from day one regarding COVID, is that there's been so much nuance. And I don't care. I mean, people say, well, you got to listen to science. Well, the scientists are a little bit goofy. I mean, Dr. Fauci has been all over the place because the nature of science is that, you know, from the very beginning, you just keep asking questions, you know, why, And, you know, and every one of these scientists come on and they act like they're experts and they know it all. But yet, when you follow the timeline of statements that they make, you can tell, hey, look at, they're figuring this out just like the rest of us. I mean, you know, they're not geniuses to where, you know, we just have to follow their every lead. Yes, there's common sense here. And for the most part, people across the country are using common sense. They know, look at, hey, we got to up our game. There's a dangerous pandemic and a disease out there. And so, look at, you know, you wash your hands, you watch your social distance when you're in a crowd, especially with people that you're not familiar with. Hey, look, wear a mask. I mean, you know, what's it going to hurt? I mean, some of these things are, you know, a no-lose proposition. And this is what happens with common sense, is that really it's just common sense. I mean, it used to be. Sometimes now it's because it's mired in these political emotions and the way the media and people would want us to believe and have us be all fearful. I mean, this is setting us up in a way that there could be some resistance of things that we may not want to resist, but we're so doubtful and dubious about these people who are in charge that we just don't know to believe them. And, of course, there's the sentiment. I mean, at least a third of the country says, hey, you ain't putting anything in my body. I ain't taking no vaccine. I don't care how long or how short it takes you. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. And, of course, right now, with the numbers looking, it's like, oh, we've got all this spike going on. But what they're not telling you is you have to also balance it in the context of how many people are being evaluated. How many people are being tested? Do you realize that right now, I think it's eight times the number of people are being, so something like 1.8 million tests every day are being produced daily on American citizens. Well, it goes to tell you, I mean, Donald Trump said the same thing, but people, you see, it is amazing how distrusting people are of Donald Trump. But, you know, when you think back on some of these things, everybody going, oh, he's just a liar. You know, I don't know, that really blows my mind, and I resist that only because many times things that he said, maybe he used the wrong word or something, he proves to be, you know, more true than a lie. But the media, the real quick, you know, broad brush perception and paradigm they hold to is anytime the president speaks, he's lying. But look what happened, whether we're talking about his offices in New York being surveilled. I mean, he said wiretapped, and oh, my goodness, just because he used the wrong word, that was a problem and it didn't happen. Well, it did happen. It wasn't wiretapped. It's called surveilled. They surveilled him. We know that. We knew about all this Russian collusion, the very things that he said. But no, you know, we didn't want to hear what he said. We wanted to spend $40 million and all the people's time and the impact that it had on his presidency in spite of all the great things he was doing. But no, we couldn't celebrate that because we wanted to believe that he was involved with the Russians and that, in fact, the only reason that he could have got elected was because of the Russians. We didn't want to accept the fact that the reason he got elected was because the country was in peril. We just went through eight incredible years under an administration of Obama-Biden that devastated us on every front. We had more people in welfare. We had less home ownership. You know, people of all colors were being impacted by the very policies that supposedly 80 million people said, God, we missed those policies. We got to have them back. Let's bring Joe Biden back on the scene. I mean, again, some of this stuff is common sense, and it doesn't make any sense. And where this all ends up, look at, we have suffered through all kinds of experience, including, you know, some poor elected officials and some great ones. But we'll see. We'll have to see how all this plays out as even to this day, amazing, which really, to me, augments the mess that we're in when it comes to voting, is that we're this far along. We still don't have an answer. What does that tell you? Does that tell you that the people in control are in control? I mean, this is a mess, and there's a reason for it. It's like anything that deviates from the truth. You need more time to explain. You need more time because, you know, we just need more time in order to get to the truth. Now, the truth is the truth. You know, if you keep avoiding it, yes, you need more time because you're avoiding the obvious, and we have a little of that dynamic going on. But again, as it relates to COVID, and as we're being, you know, scared by the mainstream media and the powers to be, again, 1.8 million tests. is what America is conducting, what our scientists are conducting every day when it comes to COVID. Well, you got to imagine, you have an increased number of tests. Common sense says, hey, you're going to find more people with COVID that run the full gamut and the full spectrum. But look at the death rate. The death rate isn't, you know, going up exponentially with the 1.8 million tests. Yeah, I mean, you know, the death rate is there, and seriously, we need to be mindful of it. But, you know, consistent with the ratios that are happening, I think we need to be careful about how we extend this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. As long as the lettuce, we'll keep going. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. I wanted Gerard to come on because we want to talk about these models that we're faced with. Not only about the election, and we're going to get into that because every time Gerard and I get going, I was going, man, we need more time. So we're going to dedicate more time on this particular issue. But before we get there, you know, Gerard, first, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you, you and your family. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you. You have a wonderful show, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, it's very kind of you. I appreciate it, and for you as well, sir. You know, I want to talk before we get into the election and all that's going on, and there's so much happening there. Numbers are important. You know, the old saying that, you know, it's the liars who figure. Figures never lie. It's the liars who figure, right? And these numbers are all being tossed about and relevant, you know, to this holiday and COVID and the increasing alarm. You know, we hear big numbers, you know, this surge that's going on. And I'm going, gosh, there's more to these numbers than what we're being told or how it's being presented. We had a record high of 187,000 plus almost 188,000 cases, new COVID cases, and more than 80,000 patients are now hospitalized. But what the media is failing to tell us, and this is what what Donald Trump has said, and it's got to be frustrating to him because he's got to constantly clean up after the media because they put this scare out there into the body politic. And we hear these numbers and go, wait a minute, people, you know, think about it. Reason would tell you that if we are testing six times the number of people, we are going to have an increasing representative of people who have COVID. And in this case, we've gone from what, 200,000 tests daily. Now our government has done so well. I mean, with all the criticism they have about Donald Trump, he's been able to get up to 1.8 million tests a day. We don't hear that number, Gerard.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of numbers we don't hear. You know, people who test positive doesn't mean they have one symptom or will get one symptom. They act like the number of cases is the number of fatalities. It's not.
Right.
It means simply that they have the germ, somebody coughed near them or shook hands or whatever. It doesn't mean they're ill. And another thing, when they talk about hospitalized, I'd like to know the numbers of how many are like over 85.
Yes.
Most of the deaths are still up in that range, and they're not most other people. And yet what the media has succeeded in doing is panicking our public. And I think they've done a great disservice. And I might add, it's the same thing they've been trying to do but have not succeeded in doing about climate change. They're trying to panic the population, saying the world will be over in 12 years because
yes.
of climate change. And that's absurd. It's another crazy model. And, you know, you can do anything with models. I love models.
Yes.
You know, I love mathematical models. But you know what? I know well how they can be used to lie, too.
Exactly. And what they do to manipulate the people, like you say, to what end? I mean, it's scaring the heck out of the everyday American who doesn't know better. And you know, the whole end game of this is all about control. And I understand that a lot of people don't quite understand this, but all you got to do is take a little walk down the yellow brick road here to see where this is heading. I mean, we're heading to forced vaccination, and a third of the country, Gerard, have already said, you ain't going to put no pick and needle in my skin. I ain't going to take it. I don't care what you do. I don't care whatever it does. I'm not going to do it. And, you know, and last time I checked, that's our right of freedom and liberty here in America to choose what. But, you know, you're going to have people forcing, because just like with the mask and everything else they're doing, this is all a preamble of their behavior and their attitude and perception how people should be treated.
Right.
It's like, you know, I want to see people go, oh, I want to see President Trump, you know, get vaccinated. Well, you line up Bill Gates, line up Dr. Fauci, line up all these geniuses up there, and, you know, let's have them test the potion first.
That's right. You know, I think it's all about control, as you said, and I think they want to control what we drive. I think they want to control what we eat. You know, this is just the beginning of a lot of things they want to control. They want to control our lives, and I don't think they have any right to do that because we believe in freedom. We have a constitution that guarantees it, and it's from our Judeo-Christian heritage. that says that the freedom comes as a gift of God. When God mm-hmm. gave us life, he gave us liberty at the same time.
And if we don't take a stand for freedom on whatever the issue, whether it's COVID, whether it's an election, you know, if we think, oh, we can accept that, but not this. No, freedom is freedom, and it works for all. If it doesn't, it doesn't work at all. You've heard that said before. And it's just that simple. The line in the sand that America is starting to lay out is one to say, look, if you are not aware of your constitutional rights, you need to spend a couple of minutes, because you can read your Constitution, and, you know, it's not an all-day event. It may be, because you may get some wisdom from it and going, oh my goodness, how did we deviate from our constitutional rights? And it's all so subtle. It's like that proverbial frog in the boiling water. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the water is starting to boil and we're all a bunch of frogs here. And guess what? You know, the level pullers of the bureaucracy and those that want to control us are very happy how this is progressing. It is progressing more in their favor until we, the people, stand up and say, hell no. You know, you do not give us our liberties. We know they come from God, and you have tried to train us that God is irrelevant. But, you know, we're finding out that, you know, with you, we get all this chaos and scare and fear mongering. And with God, we get security and peace. I think we'll choose God.
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
So, again, relevant to these numbers. And, you know, we're talking about hospitalization. It all sounds very scary, but the death rate still remains very low. And, you know, and we say this, of course, I mean, you know, we don't say it discompassionately. You know, you heard us early on, you know, when people were passing away, and I'm thinking, you know, they're dying in hospitals away from their families by themselves. I mean, what an awful way. An awful way to go. And you would think there would be enough compassion within our government to figure out ways. Because I've been in situations, Gerard, where I've been able to visit somebody who has been suffering a disease. And I mean, you put on, you know, the gear and all the protective equipment so that you can go in and see them. You know, so there's ways in which we can do this. I don't think we're talking, you know, when it comes to this pandemic, is it anything like Ebola?
Not at all. And that one didn't go anywhere. You know, it really sort of died on the vine. And I think this one, too, is not that big a deal either. We're just making it into a big deal, a mountain out of a molehill. You know, this is really, when you come down to it, been less than many viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And many viruses have not had nearly the response this has had. And we didn't need to shut down the country. And in fact, we might actually have done better if we left the country open and let people get their natural herd immunity, as they call it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rather than trying to prevent anyone from talking to anyone, seeing their elderly family members who are ill. They may have other illness, too. And by the way, it also has really put a damper on new cancer treatment. People aren't getting new cancer.
Exactly.
They're ignoring their heart. They're afraid to go to a hospital because they might get sick. And we also have the problems with increased suicides and increased depression and increased abuse of children, which are not recorded because there's no way to record them when people are all isolated.
Exactly. You know, there's a heartbreaking story, and I believe it was from Canada, a 90-year-old woman. When they decided to lock down again, she just couldn't handle it. She just couldn't handle the loneliness and dealing with it and everything. And she opted for, you know, for voluntary assisted suicide.
That's sad.
I mean, you know, you think about this, and this is what, you know, these decisions, which Donald Trump warned us about. He said, do not let the solution be worse than the disease. And this is what's happened. It's all getting convoluted and all, you know, all in the name of fear. You know, that old acrostic, as you remember, false evidence appearing real. Now, I don't say that to poo-poo it. Certainly, this is serious, like any serious flu epidemic or anything like that. But, you know, the American people, reasonable and smart, can get on the other side of this. The scientists can do what they want to do, but look at, I think when you consider what the scientists have told us, it's not like we have confidence that they got a handle on it. We got more.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero, zip, zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the vote from the November 3rd election. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals to review a decision by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. The Trump campaign said it was focusing its appeal on the narrow question of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit. Wauwatosa police have arrested a 15-year-old Milwaukee boy who they believed opened fire at a Mayfair mall Friday afternoon, sending 8 people to the hospital. Police Chief Barry Weber said the suspect was arrested Saturday night and that the shooting was the result of an altercation between two groups of people. Police had said Friday that witnesses described the shooter as a white man in his 20s or 30s, but Weber described the suspect as a 15-year-old Hispanic boy. His firearm was recovered during the arrest. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
So we have got lawsuits likely to be filed in Georgia on either Monday or Tuesday. I can't get into the details, but let me just say I heard on another network the lieutenant governor of Georgia, who's a Republican, saying he just didn't understand what President Trump was tweeting about what's coming in Georgia. And I can't tell you right now, but what's coming in Georgia will be shocking. When we file this in federal court Monday or Tuesday, it's nothing that we have talked about before. It's not related to what you heard in the press conference either. This is something completely separate. So I will tell you that we've got new litigation coming in the state of Georgia.
I'll tell you, so many attorneys, so many ideas and strategies. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Lomero, the forecast model expert, and it's always an honor to have Gerard on with us to break these numbers down. We've been hearing for, you know, several weeks and little piecemeals of evidence. I mean, in fact, there's one website here that has from one attorney, very prestigious attorney, who has broken down, you know, what's been happening in terms of the evidence. And that's Robert Barnes, a famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney. And his website, Here Is the Evidence, shows at least 69 different instances of election irregularities. Now, on the surface, these reports are, you know, they don't give us a big enough number. You know, as Alan Dershowitz said, you got to look at this as wholesale and retail. A lot of these are what they would call retail. That they're not a big enough number that you could say, okay, this one or two would affect, maybe 100 million votes that it would change. And it could, just on its surface, these one or two could end up changing the number of votes and the victory from Biden to Trump. Yes, there's a number. I mean, there's dozens, maybe even thousands, but it's not enough. And so the court looks at it and says, okay, well, we heard your case. It's not enough to change the vote. So pass, you've had your day in court, let's move on. But we have to look at is there something, you've heard me say early on, that main thread that we can pull, there's lots of threads out there, and they all got problems and issues, but that's, Gerard, that's why the majority of Americans say this election was rigged, right?
Yeah, well, there's several different ways to look at the election. One is, I think, the constitutional questions, and those, I think, are solid. Mm-hmm. Those are the basis for overturning the election. Equal protection under the law is a big deal. 14th Amendment is a big deal. When you don't treat all voters the same, which they were not treated the same in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others, that is a serious thing because some voters, Democrats, were favored. Republicans weren't favored. That means hundreds of thousands of votes. Mm-hmm.
Were Republicans ever favored?
No.
Yeah, I mean that's the clear delineation. I mean, there's not.
Right.
I mean, if we're going to look at anecdotal information and say, okay, here in a general context, as you say, this is equal. You know, where there's supposed to be equality under the law, and that did not occur because everything was to favor the Democrats. There wasn't anything done in this election in the process that favored Republicans. It was all for the Democrats at every level. I mean, and if you broke down that list, and if you just looked at the field of play, you say, well, how did Donald Trump have a fair chance to win on this? How did the people have a fair chance to win on this? I mean, before we even get into Dominion software and smart tech and its origination and all that stuff, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother bucket of gum, but serious, needless to say.
Right, and I think an awful lot of the laws and the instances we're citing here simply deal with unfairness and not following the law. So, for example, in Pennsylvania, Trump was up by 800,000 votes the evening of the election. At 2 a.m., the voting counting stopped, and things got reassessed, we think, by some people. But what happened was a lot of ballots were allowed for the next 3 days to come into play. They backdated the dates on the ballots because they weren't legally allowed to accept them.
Mm-hmm.
They did all sorts of things that would indicate that they were reading ballots that weren't legitimate. For example, you know the ballots fold. They have a crease in them, right?
Yes.
Normal ballots do. Well, a whole bunch of pristine new ballots came in, for example, in Georgia, that were not folded. How did that ever happen? How did you get a ballot in the mail and then remail it back and never fold it? They just came in like they're brand new off the printing press.
I was going to say, yeah, because even the way in which they were covered, the dot was covered, it wasn't, inconsistent like it would be for anybody else. We hand do this. You can see when people fill in that little oval, it's not perfect. But yet, in this particular case, it was quite perfect, wasn't it?
Right. But the key here, the constitutional issue, is not the fact that some ballots were stolen, but it's really that the laws weren't followed.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution says, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, that the state legislature of every state has the duty and the right to select the electors to the Electoral College. It's that simple. And they put in laws in each state, and then when the local state supreme courts or other local courts or others, just like secretaries of state, change the rules without the authority of the legislature, they are violating the Constitution. And all the ballots that were counted inappropriately and didn't have the correct postmark, didn't have correct signature verified, that means thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of ballots are not considered valid, should mm-hmm. all be thrown out.
Exactly.
There's one or two that was stolen here and there, which probably were. Mm-hmm. It's a case of, because you change the laws without the constitutional backing of the legislature, the whole bunch are out. They're all invalid. That, to me, is the biggest argument.
That, and I agree with you. See, that's that thread that you and I were talking about, Gerard, is that that is that thread that pulls back, that's undeniable, that you cannot question. You say, look, it, you violated the Constitution. And when you violate the Constitution, it lacks legitimacy. And in effect, what you've done is you've conducted an illegitimate an illegal voting process because you violated the Constitution. And I believe that's the stand. That is the line in the sand. That's the Waterloo that maybe Sidney Powell is talking about. I mean, because she says, look, at you know, President Trump won by a landslide and we're going to prove it. Well, but if you prove the violation of, you know, the Constitution, I mean, that's hard to argue. And look who's handling these cases. I mean, the Supreme Court has already put into, you know, into position who's going to handle Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. You've got Brett Kavanaugh handling Wisconsin, Amy Coney Barrett, Pennsylvania, Samuel Alito's handling Georgia, or women, I'm sorry. I did that wrong. Michigan is Brett Kavanaugh. Wisconsin is Amy Coney Barrett. Samuel Alito, because I knew he's already been acting and has already given some information and some opinion on Pennsylvania. And then you've got Georgia is Clarence Thomas. So you've already got the justices assigned. And, you know, and when you know it, in this particular case, last time I checked, aren't all four of those constitutionalists?
Yes, they all believe in the Constitution. That's why it's so important to fight on the number one issue, and that is violating the Constitution. We have to have a presidential election that follows the Constitution. If we don't follow the Constitution, then we're like these cities who are sanctuary cities that don't follow immigration laws. We can't just pick what laws we follow.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, shame on us, because this has been going on for a long time. It's just that what's happened is somehow the Democrats have been able, whether it's this Dominion software or the Dominion voting system with Smartmatic and the systems that they utilize, whether that's what really allowed them to, you know, exponentially and in a quantum leap jump the shark here. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, even to the point that they would say now in retrospect that the 1960 election was stolen by the Democrats. But, you know, it's just kind of like that's in the rearview mirror, so let's not talk about it. But, you know, this is all part of the trajectory that got us to the point to where we are now. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Lamero. He is a forecast model expert and author. Stay with us. We've got
this
more.
Is sponsored by Amazon. The holidays are just around the corner, and customers can use a variety of payment methods, now including Snap EBT on Amazon, to purchase the ingredients they need for holiday meals. During a time when families celebrate with their favorite meals and traditions, Amazon.com's grocery offerings provide customers with access to vast selection across grocery brands. Customers will be sure to find a range of budget-saving options that the whole family will love. And what's more, customers paying with Snap EBT can shop Amazon Fresh with no Prime membership needed. That's fast and convenient grocery delivery with the ability to schedule your preferred delivery time within a 1 or 2 hour delivery window as early as same day. Customers can also choose to have attended or unattended delivery of their groceries for further safety and convenience. To learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP. Again, that's Amazon.com/SNAP.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on
on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models, and we love having Dr. Gerard Lomero on the show because he breaks down the numbers, I mean, in a way that we can understand them. And he's also been consistent. I mean, he is one of the few that I know of that has been able to forecast presidential elections. One of the few that got President Trump's numbers right in 2016. Of course, and who would have thunk this year, although we were set up, we knew going into this with mail-in voting, that, you know, history, the empirical evidence, studies, previous studies, endless studies about mail-in voting, and the cautionary tale that came along with these studies that said, look, if you do mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting, you are going to open up the gates to fraud and ballot stuffing to no end. And here it is. I mean, like idiots, we had to get on top of the roof and fall off, Gerard, and find out that, hey, you know, that gravity thing still works, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's unfortunate, but absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many numbers you want to look at, but there are a lot of different ways to slice and dice the numbers, but they all indicate something's fishy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These election results.
Well, I'm going to leave it to you to, you know, slice and dice them in a way that's palpable, because, you know, the reality of this, all this is going on, regardless of what the media wants to say and the Biden elect team, you know, and all this other stuff that they want to purport. The majority of Americans believe that this election was rigged. And when you hear the, you know, in this particular case that I mentioned with this one attorney, with his website, you look and you see these 69 things that he's documented, 69 voter discrepancies. I mean, you come away and you go, wait, what's going on here? And then, of course, they go to court, and then the Biden team go, well, these frivolous lawsuits, they just threw them out. But you got to understand why they threw them out, and that's why I explained earlier. It's the difference between retail and wholesale that Alan Dershowitz talked about. If it's not a big enough number to change, and a big enough number is we've got to be able to talk about what is going to alter, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes on a wholesale level. If we can't get to that point, and I think that's the differential maybe that's going on between Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is very emotional about this, you can tell. And he thinks this is a no-brainer. Well, you know, the courts look at the numbers, just like Alan Dershowitz said, and there needs to be a very strategic way to attack and be able to turn these numbers, and the clock is ticking. I mean, what do we got, 2 weeks now?
Roughly
2 weeks.
2 weeks. December 8th is the deadline for certifying electors to the Electoral College. That is the Wednesday preceding December 14th. December 14th is the first Monday after the second Wednesday. That's the law.
Right.
When the Electoral College meets in their respective state capitals and votes, and then the votes are transmitted to the Senate.
Well, if things are going to change, bunt signals aren't going to work. You know, we need home runs. We need a series of home runs in order to turn the tide here in a dramatic way that makes it undeniable. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment in that is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to turn this election in the Supreme Court. And that's what I think those constitutional scholars sitting on the Supreme Court will ultimately decide on that. And I think they will decide 5-4 or 6-3, because I figure the liberal folks, they always vote by outcome, not by the Constitution.
Exactly. So if that happens, if we get down to that and we get a decision, 6-3, 5-4, what happens?
Well, what happens is the Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan will all be called, no question, for Donald Trump. And the respective governors will have to certify, or they're actually the legislature, but it goes through a process in each state.
When you say they call it, Gerard, help us understand here. I mean, do they come up with some number of votes to say, okay, we're going to stop on the third, the deadline, or whatever the state legislature had agreed, and whatever constitution they were following that didn't.
I'm going to say these 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 ballots have to be eliminated from the count, because they were invalidly done because they violated the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have equal protection not hold up throughout the entire election.
How are they going to cut that baby in half? That's what I'm asking. How are they going to decide which ones are invalid? I mean, some are obvious, but I mean, how are they going to be able to get to that number?
Justice Alito said that they must segregate those ballots that are in question. So those have been segregated. If they haven't, then they throw out the whole election and say the legislature has to determine how to vote, because they can't hold a presidential election in one day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think either the whole election is tossed per state and it's tossed back into the hands of the state legislature. They'll have to meet and vote. Pennsylvania, for example, is a Republican legislature, so you know who they'll pick. They'll pick a slate of delegates that are Republican, mm-hmm, supporting Trump. Or the other thing, which I think is more likely, is they'll say the last 400,000 votes were voted incorrectly. They did not follow the law in that state. They didn't follow the law, so therefore they didn't follow the Constitution, which, mm-hmm, gives it to the state legislature to determine the rules that you must follow. You don't follow them, you don't have equal protection, you have a violation of the 14th Amendment. That's what I think is going to happen.
This thing potentially could drag out. I mean, because if it goes to the states and the states say, and they're in dispute with the judgment of the Supreme Court, right?
If Trump wins.
Okay, then.
If it does, let's say the Supreme Court meets next Monday, a week from today, and let's say they rule in favor of Trump, and states go back and their apparatus is so slow and clunky and they can't throw out the ballots, or they threw out some of the wrong envelopes. You know, let's say it's all a big mess. Okay, then basically what happens is that the state does not vote in the Electoral College. The states will just simply not have any electors certified. When that happens, you're going to have the following. Let me pull up my map here. When that happens, Joe Biden will have 227 electoral votes. That's based on the states he definitely is certified in, or about to be. And Trump has 232. 232 Trump, 227 Biden. Guess what happens? It goes to the House of Representatives. When when it's in the House, it's going to vote by delegation. One state, one vote.
Mm-hmm.
State gets only one vote. California, with all those Democrat congressmen, gets one vote.
Yes.
Little bitty Wyoming, with one congressman, gets one vote. And right now, there are 30 state delegations in the House that are controlled by Republicans, 20 controlled by Democrats. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yes.
Because you've got all these little states that are Republican. And big states like California and New York may be Democrats, but it doesn't count for the Electoral College and voting for president. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by state. One vote, one state. And so Trump will win 30 votes to 20. He will be reelected president.
You know, and I can see how this works out, and I can also appreciate the psychological damage that it will do to this country. I mean, we're talking, this is worse than the 2000 election with Bush v. Gore. And what was, you know, what we had to go through, you know, the aftermath of that decision and the whole process. You know, Gerard, heads are going to explode. There's going to be gray matter all over the place. And people need to understand who did this. Who perpetrated this? I mean, they knew what the laws were, and they went off like a bunch of cowboys in conducting this election because they had it. They felt they had it in the bag. I mean, and even to the point, you know, like you and I were talking about earlier, the one thing about cons, they self-indict. And this is what you see about our government time again. I don't care if you're talking about Barack Obama, Lois Lerner, AG Eric Holder, they self-indict. Hillary Clinton, they self-indict. And they will tell you what they're guilty of if you only listen. I mean, Joe Biden, what was it, a week before the election, was very proud, bragging about...
The middle of October.
Oh, okay, it was the middle of October. So he's bragging about that he has formulated the best voter fraud organization in the history of America. He said this.
Yeah. And at the time, I was wondering, is this guy senile or is this a Freudian slip? And he's not realizing he's saying it in public. He thinks he's saying it back in the office, the headquarters.
Yes. Yeah, he thought he was talking under the lid here. And maybe that's what he's been. I mean, because he said the same thing. I mean, you know, he indicted himself when he was talking about Ukraine, right?
Oh, absolutely. He came out and bragged about it. He said, boy, you know, how do you put it? He said, I gave him 6 hours, and what do you know? They fired the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and it's
out in the open.
Yeah, and it's not so much that the guy, you know, they think, well, you know, it's a faux pas, you know, it's a, you know, a little stumble on his part or whatever they want to characterize it as.
They're bragging about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's bragging about it, and you know, the same thing, like, you know, hey, you know, kind of watch my lips, you know, no fracking, you know, we're not going to do any fracking. Well, we're going to kind of frack, you know, we're going to do frick and frack, but not no fracking exactly. It's like, what? What are you talking about? But again, if we're listening, you can hear this. But so the bottom line of all this, so we got about a minute left here, Gerard. I'm going to let you summarize this. Go ahead.
Still going to win on constitutional principles. I think the constitutional vote before December 8th, 5-4 or 6-3 for Trump. And when I say for Trump, I'm saying for an honest election in each state. And following the rules of those respective states.
Well, I agree.
If that were to fail, and they did get caught up in the nitty-gritty of recounting, then I think Donald Trump will win in the House 30-20. I'll even predict the vote exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, this is going to be quite the exercise. And put on your crash helmets and seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Things are just getting underway, aren't they? At a point when you think, wait a minute, you know, please make this go away. We've got election fatigue. We've got COVID fatigue. And we just want to hang with our relatives for Thanksgiving, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Appreciate it, buddy.
All your listeners.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCN Loan.